This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is the best of the Phillies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Banger. Another
about
banger.
Bangers. Another banger.
Dan Wilson impressing me today. For someone who I didn't know you were a music man as much. I thought you were, you know.
Wasn't familiar
to
with
To be honest,
name.
You, yeah, exactly, Devin. Thank you. To be honest, normally when you produce the show, you just play the stagers that are already in there.
Well,
like, so
the camera's out. I can actually cook today.
Nah, there you go. Well, you are cooking.
You would be a sick, yeah, like bar mitzvah DJ. Like, you're bringing all
there. Was the great line somewhere on Twitter this week where it's the you're either cooked or you're cooking. You're either holding.
Oh, that's good.
You're either holding the pot or you're in it.
I like it. Yeah, I like
that's
that.
Really good. Dan Wilson clearly cooking today with the music. Let's get to the back of phones in a sec. Let's get to Twitter poll. Question of the day is sponsored by Armand Chevrolet. In 2025, Armand Chevrolet is proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. ArmandChevy.com. Elliot Chirp Parks in the role of John Ritchie today. And again,
yes,
we are from Borgata today, the beautiful Borgata, the morning show. Devin Keeney in for Rhea Hughes. Elliot Chirp Parks in for John Ritchie. I am in for Joe DeCamera. So you get to play the John Ritchie role today. Our Twitter poll question of the day is, should the Eagles give Saquon Barkley a similar amount of touches in 2025 as they did in 2024, ASB, no. How do you think the voting
came
down?
So in the spirit of honesty, I'll need a ruling from you on this.
Ooh.
I voted in the poll but it was only 300 votes. It was like 3 hours ago or whatever.
It's probably some sort The point is, I will take this less impressively.
Yes, I just wanted to be honest.
I appreciate the honesty, and you can still vote. Devin, do you know where the poll's at? Did you see the poll yet?
I have not seen the poll.
Oh, yeah, okay. So
I was actually
good.
Just going to check it out, but I won't look.
Okay, good. So you get the John Ritchie role
today.
How do you think the voting came out? A, yes, B, no. Should they give Saquon a similar amount of carries this year as they did last year?
I'm going to go 60% yes.
Wow! 57%!
Really?
Yes!
So it's gone up.
Stepping into the John Ritchie, what was it when you looked?
When I looked, it was 53% yes.
Okay, it is up to 57% yes. So people are with you for the most part, Elliot. I do think there's some nuance to this, obviously, but I
understand wanting to save him for the playoffs. I understand coming off a season with a lot of touches, you want to be smart with them so you get the best version of him. My only pushback on it is, the Eagles should take advantage of Saquon being a great player when he is a great player. You have no idea what the team's going to look like in 26, especially 27. And with how good he can be right now, I want the ball in his hands as much as possible.
Let's get to as many calls before we get out of here as we can. Joe and Hugh coming up next. Let's talk to our buddy Tim in Swedesboro. Thanks for hanging, Tim. How you doing, pal?
Good morning, James. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. How you been?
How are you guys doing?
What up? How you
good.
Doing?
I'm all right. I was
love a good eye.
Yeah, man. I was listening to earlier with the debate of Ryan Howard and Bryce Harper. I'm saying, can you imagine those two in the same lineup?
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah,
that would have been cool to see. Cause,
it would have been.
I miss
would Bryce be willing to go to the outfield or?
I think so. Maybe
for Ryan Howard. Yeah. Devin, you should ask him that next time you get a chance to talk.
Oh, I'm on it. Yeah. People, I get like the funniest requests. I had a friend reply or like send me, you know, the Phillies will post, James, I don't know if you know this, like the players walking, like walking.
I've seen it before. Outfits. Yeah, sure.
I had someone DM me and say, can you please ask Bryce Harper where he got his sweater?
Whoa.
I want it. It's like, you know what? I'll try to get to that.
Yes.
That might be lower on my list.
I don't know if that'll go over too well.
Might be lower on my, I get to ask like one question to him. So yeah, that'll be the one. Go ahead, Timmy.
Well, I was like reading about this article last night about where he allowed 20 runs in two starts. Am I reading that right?
That is right? Sadly correct. Yes,
it is a wild thing to say out loud and read.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess especially because what was it, Devin? It was like the best first 9 or 10 starts or whatever it was prior to that.
Yeah.
Like in like since like the 30s or the 40s or something. It's a Philly.
I think since the 30s,
yeah.
And then the 20 runs makes him the first pitcher in baseball history to allow, or MLB history, 20 or more earned runs in fewer than 6 innings pitched in 2 starts.
Great. So we are battling great. Extremes
making
here.
History
yeah.
both
one
ways.
Way or the other, Tim.
I'm going to say I really hope we're not getting another Aaron Nola. I really hope, because he's been awesome. Lazardo's been awesome, really.
Yeah. No, he has.
He has been awesome. But
think Lizardo is like, it is fine with him having 2 bad starts.
Yeah.
The issue
it's
is
just how bad
it's the 20. Yeah, if it was like 13 runs over 2
totally.
Starts, that wouldn't be great, but it's the 20 that really kind of hammers it home.
Tim, you got an answer for us for Go to Goats?
I hope nobody said this one. I got OJ James. I haven't had much luck with this. I'm going to go with Bruce Lee.
Ooh. That's pretty, as the goat martial artist, is that the lane for it?
Yeah, the martial artist.
Like, yeah,
I think he's the only one.
No, Tim, I think this is a great answer.
I don't even know if I can name a second.
I mean, like there are guys who are doing it in movies, and I mean Jackie Chan. You
oh
see,
yeah,
like, there are guys
one.
Like that.
You might have just cost him my vote.
But I don't know. I think Bruce Lee's way ahead. I think Bruce Lee was like a real. I mean, Bruce Lee's a great answer. I think Bruce Lee has a potential.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, but is Jackie Chan more of an actor and Bruce Lee?
Exactly.
Okay, that's what
Jackie
okay.
And Bruce Lee became an actor, but Bruce Lee was way more
that's
famous than a martial artist
okay,
at
yeah,
first.
Yeah.
Good all question, right. though. Good clarification. Let's keep it rolling. We got a real one on the line. Suck to our buddy Mike in New York. Michael!
James, what's going on?
How you been, buddy? Long time. I know we've connected here and there, but it's been a while.
My guy, it's good to hear from you, buddy.
Same here. Devin, what's going on, girl? How is it going?
It's going well. How are you?
Good. Yeah, I haven't really been calling or listening because, quite honestly, I was in no mood to hear anything about the Phillies, about the Sixers, about the Flyers. I have just been on a daily crusade every single day reminding every single person I see that we have a 2-time Super Bowl champion and
there
we've
you
got
go.
More coming, baby.
So I can just picture you doing this in the Kelly Green velour suit you wore in Baltimore.
Oh, my God, with the big chain.
With the big chain, just walking around. Everyone's like, Lizardo, give up 21s. You're like the dagger.
Yeah. You're like, go Bert. E-A-G-L-E-S. Yeah, walking into your gym, yelling people. Plus, I actually think of all of our callers, if you had said to me, which of your callers will rep the Super Bowl win the most for the longest, you would have been my answer.
Mike's one of them, for sure.
I appreciate that. And for that, I internally love you guys.
My man.
Best, brother. So what's on your mind today? I'm assuming you want to talk Eagles and not Phillies. Be hilarious that after he's like, all right, now I got to talk Harper, guys. Let's dive in.
So believe it or not, I was listening before, and kudos to the dude that's out there doing 15 miles a day. I was out there
it's
running
crazy.
This morning.
It's awesome.
I do 5-mile ruck every morning, so kudos to that guy. Mm. And I was listening, and I heard somebody call, and I guess there was a little bit of a topic about the Phillies, because I have not watched a single pitch of baseball this year, of anything.
Wow.
And how you guys are saying that the Phillies are kind of like, being a little bit more business-like, and they're not, being their fun, their fun, collegiate self that we all kind of fell in love with. And a little bit of a warning. Nick has been successful because we've allowed Nick to be Nick. Now, he's kind of reeled it in a little bit, and he's changed it, and he's like kind of repurposed his energy. But you know what? I really don't think Nick would be as successful as he's been if we wanted to change Nick. You got to let people be who they are. Like
I agree with that.
Really, when what sounds to me, and again, I haven't watched anything, so I'm taking this from a real different perspective. the Phillies are probably putting some undue and unnecessary added pressure on themselves by just not being themselves.
Well, I would also say, Mike, like the Eagles thing, because you bring up Nick Sirianni, right? Nick and Jalen, and like they have fun, and AJ and all those guys, but their thing was never we're like the party fun team. Look how loose we are. Like from day one, they have kind of been like, our thing is hard work. Our thing is being obsessed with football. So they could kind of keep with it. That's like a sustainable thing. Well, I do think the Phillies should keep being themselves. What you're saying is making me think like, maybe it's just hard to keep being the fun team when things aren't fun anymore. Like things,
that's a really good point.
Things,
Elliot,
weren't fun for the Sixers after a while, and maybe for the Phillies, like it's just not fun anymore, and
well,
it's hard to manufacture that.
It's a great point. Honestly, you can't manufacture.
Right.
It has to be natural. It has to be, you
whereas
know,
the Eagles,
real.
The Eagles and thing look, is sustainable.
And I think part of that goes back to what a lot of us complained about in the offseason is the not bringing in enough new blood, not having enough change up,
yeah,
kind of.
Yeah.
Putting the same group together, like, of course they're going to feel that pressure. Of course there's going to be that thing hanging over them. Like, and yeah, to your point, and then you get rid of the one guy who's like in Stubbsy, the
yeah.
one guy who's like the chief vibes officer guy, which again, you know, we all understood at the time, but like, maybe they've gone, like, maybe it's not just that they've gone too far with the no fun. Maybe to your point, like, they can't.
They can't have it.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's fascinating. Mike, you got an answer for us in a go-to-goats?
So let's take a step back again to the Super Bowl. And, you know, I'm not putting pressure on you guys about calling out a specific caller, but I want to do the GOAT call of all calls.
Oh, I know exactly.
Is this a low? You're certainly playing to two of the judges here.
Okay? We
heard him
before. Our guy, Drew from Westchester, had the greatest single phone call I have ever heard on this station, and it was at the most appropriate time, right before the Super Bowl. It gave us all chills. It gave us tears.
I legit almost welled up when
yeah. So
oh my God, I need to hear
my
this.
Great answer, Dan. So yeah, we're gonna have to, Mike.
I will say,
great call,
my man.
Dan,
it was an emotional time.
Dan,
but like, it was,
yeah. So that's what we're gonna do, Dan Wilson. I'm gonna make him do a little work back in the studio. Dan has done a great job. He's been doing work the whole show.
Yeah.
I'm not implying that he hasn't. But, Dan, see if you can find that. I know we tweeted it out from the Go Birds feed, from our feeds. Retweet it. Like, it's there. You can find it. Just take a search. We'll get to that next segment. So give you a little time to find it. But next segment, especially if we've got two judges here who have not heard it, and Dan and Devin, we will play Drew's amazing call from Super Bowl week, or at least a portion of it. It was really great. It was the day of the Super Bowl, the day before it, right there. I think it was day of.
Yeah, it was the morning of.
So we'll play that. That is a great answer, though. You will see. All right, let's keep it rolling. Oh. Usually at this time by the week, we do drop of the week right now. We will not do it because Joe is not here, and I am not back in the studio, and that's usually the way it works.
So
but
there it is.
Drop of the week when we do it. We dropped it.
It
is a sponsor. We will never drop, though, family. Family and Company Jewelers. Drop of the Week is sponsored by Family and Company Jewelers. Great place, South Jersey's diamond destination. Drop of the Week will be back next week. Joe and I will both. I'm assuming Joe will be here. I think he
I'm here next Friday.
So
too.
Yeah, I think it's the three. You know, yeah. And Devin and I think Rhea off. I'm not sure. We'll figure it out. Though
we
will be here.
Elliot and I will be here.
Drop of the Week
here.
Will be happening. I will be the metaphysical here.
Yes.
Like just not the physical here. All right, let's keep it rolling. Let's talk to our buddy Dave in Wilmington. Hey, Dave.
Top of the morning to you guys.
And the rest of the day to yourself, lad.
Look at that.
That was Irish accent right there.
Yeah.
Oh, that was really
add that one to the drop of the week.
Was it bad? I thought it was all right.
No, it was like, good. It was
no, I just didn't expect it. It was like, ooh. Anyways.
Well, first off, Elliot, I want to tip my hat to you because that debate, you had an uphill battle. And
yeah.
You really brought the fire, even though you lost from the game.
I don't even think uphill battle. Like he had a non-winning hand. It's like trying to say my hand's better than yours. I'm going to beat you. Oh, it's not. Sorry,
well,
I lost.
To be fair, it's
you had
also
no chance.
It's also funny we don't have to say what the debate was about, and everybody knows. That's how you really know.
You just had no chance.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, I do think,
and
again,
I think Rhea was great. Like she did an awesome job, but I think she like was playing from. It's like basically like if you're trying to bluff someone who's got a full house or something.
Yeah.
It's like they're not putting their hand down. Sorry, like you're going to lose.
Now you know it's a ding against Josh Harris. What's happening with Terry McLaurin?
Do
Washington.
I know? Yeah, man. Many things.
Yeah, but I'm saying the Terry McLaurin thing in Washington is very surprising. I know we're not going to get into it, but anyway, I appreciate the kind words.
The next thing I wanted to comment on the Bryce Harper and Ryan Howard thing. Ryan Howard didn't have four or five batters every day go 0 for 3, 0 for 4, yeah. 0 for 5.
Every well, that's day. What I was trying. Great, I was trying to point out that like Jimmy was the fuel. Chase was as good a player. Like I was trying to point out, he had a lot more help in that moment.
That's one of the things. This Phillies offense is very consistent. Every game, there's 3 to 5 batters that go 0-4.
Yeah,
yeah. It's one, yeah, right, one way to be consistent.
Dave, good spinning there. We're always saying how inconsistent the offense is. It's like no.
You know exactly what you're going to get out of Mark.
Pretty consistent.
Great point, Dave.
So that's all I really wanted to say.
You got a goat of goats? I know you're very good at these.
My goat of goats is fictional weapons, a lightsaber.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Yo.
That's creative.
Dave, really good answer. And we want creative answers.
Yeah.
I really like that answer.
Definitely the goat fictional weapon, right? Just made up weapons. Like, it's got
Did you
be.
Guys ever have, like, a lightsaber?
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
I can still remember, like, holding it and you, like, went, like, bam.
And of course, the ones that made the noise.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, it made the noise. Yeah.
I was a big Star Wars guy growing up.
Who wasn't?
Yeah.
That's surprising, though, Elliot.
I agree, it's surprising. Yeah, I had all the little action
figures. I was surprised, too, by that the first time I heard it, Devin. I already knew this, but I was shocked when I first heard it.
It almost makes me, like, gain a new respect for you.
Thank you.
Me, too.
Just because you've been so, like, you like reality TV. You don't typically like the, like, sci-fi fantasy type
I'm not
stuff.
A sci-fi guy. So growing up, my friends used to say I looked like an Ewok.
Oh, well, that's really
a
mean.
Tough. Yeah. I just rewatched the original three movies. Emily and I watched New Hope and Empire Strikes Back on our flight. So we went to the wedding in California. We watched on the flight. It was great. It was freaking awesome.
I don't know if we have time for this, which is not the best tease. But tell Devin what you told me about how they're changing the movies.
Oh, all right. So this is a really fascinating thing. And back to the phones in a minute. 215-592-9494. If you want to chime in on this, it's a really interesting thing that I did not know. So Emily and I told you we just watched A New Hope and Empire, whatever, on the flights. And then we finished and we got back. But in A New Hope, we're watching it. And there's this scene early on when they first meet Han and they decide they're going to go on the Millennium Falcon where he leaves the bar and he's talking to Jabba. And I'm like, I don't remember that to Emily. And she's like, no, yeah, I was there or whatever. And it turns out I was right. Like, it was not in the original movie. And it turns out that over the years, George Lucas has added to Star Wars because in his mind it was not perfect. He wanted to change. So, like, obviously I get it if you change the effects, but he's actually added scenes, changed things about
the
movie.
So he's basically made them all like director's cuts in a way.
Yes. Yeah. Now, so.
But here's the crazy thing. You can't really watch the original version.
So I, that was where we came to, is that I am fine with, art is an evolving thing. And if he has the ability to improve on his art, cool, good for you, that's great. But there should be an option to watch the original thing as it originally was. Like, in a way, you're, like, altering history. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And, like, sneaky altering.
Sneaky!
Right. Exactly. Not really,
it doesn't say when you turn it on, it doesn't say this film has been modified from its original version.
Yeah.
Like it used to when we watched TV at home when we were kids, you know, when they
and like a
this
movie,
film has been formatted
yeah.
for the, you know, because they change it from the square to the
I wonder what
the square
biggest
TVs
scene
of
that
rectangles.
He, like either, has he taken any scenes out or like replaced them?
So I haven't gone through all the changes. It was just stuff I noticed. And then I went and found, like I double checked it and it turns out. So you have to go back and get, like you have to have a DVD pre-1997 to see. So when they re-released it, I guess, in 97 prior to New
Crazy.
Mass, they change stuff, and then he's been changing stuff since.
Wow.
Isn't this crazy?
That is crazy.
So also, it's like, a fascinating philosophical discussion, too, about, like, what – about art,
right.
about, like, what is a –
because it's not the true original.
Right, and it's something where it's,
even
like,
it's
as
like
a kid, like,
scene,
I have this memory and this experience with this thing, but I can never have that exact thing again.
And at this, it's also, like, at a certain point, make up your mind, man.
Yeah,
like,
well,
the movie,
I agree
the
with
movie's
that, too.
Done. It came out 50 years ago.
I agree. I am fine with artist point. But, like, it is, again, like – you did the one thing initially. Like, I need to be able to see that. So I think it's a fascinating philosophical discussion.
That is.
All right. 215-592-9494. We got one more segment to go. If you want to chime in on that, obviously, feel free. But your last chance, one more segment, Goat of Goats. We're looking for the all-time goat in a certain field or area. And we like creative answers, like that one lightsaber.
That's going to be a tough one.
That is a potential winning
answer.
If you're
on hold, you better get creative.
Yeah, there's good stuff. All right. And again, we will also get to times yours and a whole lot more. It's Elliot Short Parks, James Seltzer, Devin Caney from beautiful Borgata. We're coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You've been listening to the best of the Phillies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Broadcasting from the Ron Jaworski 41st Celebrity Golf Tournament, benefiting Jaws Youth Playbook. Kyle's with us here in for Hugh Douglas today. It's Hunter Brody Broads. What's up, man?
What's happening? We got a baseball team to discuss.
Well, discuss, yes, we do. We got a lot to get into. We've got some great guests today, as a lot of people are out golfing right now at Riverwinds. This is an awesome place. So we're excited to have some great guests on today, talk some birds as the day goes on. But you're right, Broads. You're right. We got to discuss the Phillies, who finished that series yesterday in Toronto with a dud. I mean, that was a terrible game by Jesus Luzardo. This is now two in a row after the, what was it, for like 13 starts or 10 starts. He looked like a Cy Young guy, and he's just gone totally in the tank since then. So we have that to worry about. We have the offense, which after the first inning in Toronto, to worry about. I want to do this as a show today. Let's not pretend we're not concerned. Could we not do that? We're obviously, there's concerns here with the Phillies. The question is, and the reality is, what we're most concerned about. Broads, welcome to the show. How you feeling this morning after the Phillies get rocked in Toronto?
I can't stand this team. Like, they piss me off. I swear, I can't stand them. You're going to sound like the biggest Phillies optimist, I think, by 2 o'clock today. Because I rip my hair out trying to watch him on a day-to-day basis. And by the way, here's Joe Ross, everybody. Have fun with your bullpen game. This team, I swear to you, they start off hot in that first inning in game one, and everyone's like, oh, okay, they just had to get out of that Milwaukee series. What the hell happened with the offense the other 26 innings, huh?
Tank.
Well, that's how I feel.
Yeah, well, it went in the tank is what it did, which is not surprising. Look, the Phillies have a pattern right now where they beat up on tomato can teams like the Rockies and the Pirates, who they get to luckily face this weekend. But then when they play pretty good teams, like Toronto looks like a pretty good team, Milwaukee a pretty good team, they struggle. There's a lot here. 215-592-9494. All right, let's start with Luzardo, and let's flush out what the heck happened here. Because, bros, man, the first 10, 11 starts, it looked like Dave Dombrowski found a gem, a Cy. I think we went over the odds last week for the Cy Young, and he was like sixth in the National League, and his ERA has gone from like 2 to 4.5 in two starts. He's allowed 20 runs, in two starts. How worried are you right now with Jesus Luzardo?
Oh, I'm hitting the panic button. This is brutal. I mean, it's so bad, and the fact that he's not injured and the pitch sequence doesn't seem to be a problem, and it doesn't look like that there is something going on with, like anything physically. That's a problem that he's getting squared up this bad, and this is what I keep coming back to. Last year he pitched 66 innings or so. He's at about 72 now. So I'm starting to wonder, is it the Ranger Suarez thing that we've been talking about over the last few years, which is he gets dead arm. He's just not at the point where he can survive the amount of innings that he should as a starter. And if that's the case, then we're in trouble because he was supposed to backpack Zach Wheeler as a 1-2 punch, and now he's getting obliterated. This is garbage stuff. It's you can't survive with this.
No, I mean, it's historic to give up 20 runs at two starts. I mean, like, you watch baseball for another 100 years, and it's not often we're going to see that. So, look, I'm concerned a little bit because and you bring up a good point, right? The back injury he had last year, hasn't thrown that many innings, all that. The stuff looks like it's still there, though, right? It's not like his velocity has dropped from 98 to 91. Like, I don't think he's hurt. I think it's a couple bad starts. But to your point on this and why there is concern with everything, I saw this stat this morning. It blew me away. The Phillies, when they allow more than two runs, right? Like, that's not much, right? 3 runs in a game is not – they're 19-22 when they allow more than – so they need this starting pitching, Brodes, to be really good. It's the only way they sustain winning is winning these, like, 2-0, 2-1, 4-1, 3-2. They have a below 500 record when they allow 3 runs or more in a game, which just feels like a hard way to live, man. Look, I'm my antenna's up on Luzardo. I'm not overly concerned yet. But here's where I am concerned. This offense is not what we – paid for. I'll just put it that way. I mean, the Phillies offense is 4 guys. It is Trey Turner, who has ups and downs, but has been more good than bad offensively. Bryce Harper, who is not even having a typical Bryce Harper year. Schwarber, who's their best hitter, but he's cooled off lately. And Castellanos, who for the most part this year, I feel like he's just kind of been there, not bad, not great. That's it. The other 5 hitters, I got to tell you, I'm ready to DFA Max Kepler. I'm done watching that guy play. The center field situation, how much longer can Dombrowski run out the Rojas-Marsh combination? They just don't hit ever. And then Bohm's been better of late, but it's not great. Stott's not a good hitter. And unfortunately, the catcher is just a defender right now. And, you know, he didn't play yesterday, Real Muto. He might be cooked offensively. We got 5 spots in the order, Brodes, every day. Then I don't think I'm getting anything out of.
No, you're not. You're right. Max Kepler stinks.
I can't do it anymore.
I actually labeled him, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but when he was first getting here, I said he's a guy. And that pissed people off because everyone saw him in spring training. Yeah. I said he's a guy. He's not a guy.
He's not even a guy.
And when I say guy, I mean he's just there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm saying he's serviceable. He can be out there. He can help you maybe hit 240, 250. This dude can't sniff 215. He stinks. He stinks. And he can't even run in left field. I don't know what the hell is going on out there. So he's a disaster. I gave him too much credit calling him a serviceable guy. He is horrid. So, yeah, and the fact that this is year 3 of this center field debacle.
It's nuts.
How does Dave Dombrowski sit back, assess this team, and tell us by looking us in the face that this is acceptable to go win a championship? It's a joke.
So I think it could be passable if they were getting the past JT, right? If they were getting JT of 4 years ago, then all right, you can have a down spot somewhere else in the order. If they were getting Stott at the level we expected or hoped, all right, then maybe we could live with a down spot. You can't have 5 dead spots in the order, or 4.5, depending on which Alec Bohm shows up. Right? But, like, half the lineup, however you slice the cake, they don't get enough offense out of. And when Schwarber goes through a little lull, which it feels like he's in right now, they have no power whatsoever. I'll tell you, I know the Luzardo thing is worrisome. I hear you, and the bullpen is not good. Bros, I'm more concerned with the offense. Like, my biggest concern today as we move forward throughout the season at 215-592-9494 on this Friday, live from Riverwinds for the Ron Jaworski golf outing, I'm more concerned with the offense. Is it what's your biggest concern? Is it the pitching right now or the offense?
It's got to be the pitching because I've already transitioned emotionally and mentally to this team as being a starting pitching heavy squad, yeah. And that's what's going to carry you. A few years back, they were built to be a softball lineup, mash a billion homers, and you were going to outscore other teams by a billion. But you could see that Dave Dombrowski has tried his best to go in another direction because maybe it just isn't possible to have, rely on that the way that they did. So now they've become this ace staff of no one can touch this rotation. And even with the great rotation, you need a good bullpen, too, to close things out. So now I look at them as a team that's built to have Wheeler sensational, Lizardo sensational, a good Aaron Nola, a Ranger Suarez, even a Sanchez popping in there, and Andrew Painter with a reliable 7th, 8th, 9th inning guy. And right now I think they have Wheeler and no bullpen. I don't believe in Romano. I don't believe in Strom. I'm not even a big Kirkering guy, but even if he's something, he's a 7th inning guy. That's nowhere even close to contending to win a championship. So I have to look at the pitching as a whole and say that's the way this current mold is supposed to get it done. And now there's huge question marks in your strength in starting pitching because I don't know what Nola is and I don't know what Lizardo is.
It's amazing that we've gone, like, the Lizardo thing has changed so fast. Like, I'm with you. It's fair to say right now we don't know what he is. And 2 weeks ago, he looked like a Cy Young guy. All right, 215-592-9495. Let's hear Topper yesterday. Rob Thompson after the game talking about Jesus Lizardo after he got rocked again.
We look at that stuff all the time, so we haven't found anything yet.
It seems like, I mean, like, all of his pitches have been getting hit, the fastball specifically by right-handed hitters have really gotten hit. Is there maybe different sequencing or something that can be done differently? Maybe
yeah, that's
guys off of.
Yeah, that's all stuff we're looking at. You know, okay. Just trying to figure this thing out.
I'm now imagining Topper like a detective. Like he's putting on his glasses and looking for. I don't know what's going on. We'll dive more into, is it tipping? Is it, like, what's going on with Jesus Lizardo? But obviously the Phillies don't know. I mean, that's the takeaway I got from yesterday. They're like, I don't know. Boy, he went from good to bad really quickly here. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to get to today. We've got some great guests. Ron Jaworski is going to stop by. I'm sure some Eagles as well. A tri-day Friday. We'll tell you about our prize. And later in the show, we're going to puck it up here as I'm going to try to become a hockey guy and throw some things at Broad, some takes that we got here. But we start with the Phillies, and what's the bigger concern? Kyle Quinn live with us here at Riverwinds. Alex Call is back in the studio. Kyle, how you feeling this morning, and what's the biggest
awful
concern?
Okay, well, that's
about right.
Let's cut to the chase. This is entirely Hugh Douglas's fault.
I agree.
What happened with Jesus Lizardo.
I agree.
He said we should put him in the bullpen, and he instantly fell apart.
You know what's going to happen when he gets back on Monday.
Oh, he's going to be peacocking.
I told you so.
He doesn't even look like he can go in the bullpen right
now. Out of nowhere 2 weeks ago, Bros, he was like, yeah, I think they should put him in the bullpen. And we were like, what are you talking about? He's great. And
he's then he's a Cy Young candidate. His ERA ballooned like two more entire yeah points. Like,
I agree. Blame Hugh. I like
he's
that
batting practice right now. So the Lizardo thing, that obviously sucks. But I've sort of come around, Joe, to your side of thinking. I think the offense is the biggest concern ultimately for the team. If you look at the pitching staff, when everyone's pitching well, which they're not right now, we don't know what Aaron Nola is. Lizardo is, you know, very much up in the air right now. But when Wheeler comes back, it's still a very deep starting rotation.
Yep.
If you include Mick Abel and you include Andrew Painter. When you get to October, the pitching staff, the starting pitching staff shortens to 3-4 guys. And then the rest of them, I mean, if they play their cards right, they're going to find roles for these guys in the bullpen. And then when the trade deadline comes around, they'll be able to, I think, do some patchwork with some of the one inning guys. If they get two guys that end up working out, if you even get one guy like Carlos Estevez last year, I think the thing, I think the pitching staff thing can ultimately end up working out. But the offense doesn't seem like an easy fix at all right now. I mean, the best thing they can do is add a big time bat that they can slot into the middle of the lineup. And help this offense when they're going cold and you know, maybe pick up the slack when other guys are not hitting well. Like the Schwarber thing right now that he's going through a lull, and Harper a little bit too, it really puts into perspective just how feeble this offense can be at times. I mean, I agree with you. I'm starting to lose all faith in Max Kepler.
Oh, yeah.
Alec Bohm is what he is. Nick Castellanos is what he is. JT looks like he's cooked as a hitter at the plate. And then, you know, besides that, it's Trey Turner, who's sort of a slap hitter. It's 300, which is great, but, like, no real, like, juice there. Harper is sort of been up and down this season. And then Kyle Schwarber, that's, like, three guys deep in the lineup. So, I mean, that to me is a huge concern. If they don't address that at the deadline and they don't address it properly, I think this team's screwed.
Yeah, well, they're not going to be what we want them to be if they don't. Something has to return to excellence here, bros. Like that, like they have nothing right now with the pitching down and with the Lizardo concern. They have nothing right now we could just hang our hat on, except Wheeler. And unfortunately, right now this week he's out because him and his wife are expecting a baby, which he'll be back and he'll be great. But like for right now, I have nothing I can count on.
Well, even listening to the whole discussion about what they're going to do at the deadline, of course they have to do something. But I'm so broken that I don't even think it's worth it. And I know I'm just there's so many problems that you can't fix it all. Knowing Dave Dombrowski's past here in Philly and where they are with Painter, and if they weren't willing to move these guys, Aiden Miller and Crawford, in previous years, they're as close as they ever have been to the majors, so they're not going to move them now. So what could they possibly do at the deadline that's going to wow us to make this team a championship? Now, that doesn't mean you don't do anything. I'm just saying I don't see a world where they are going to actually be able to do enough to swing me to be not
bro. Well, maybe they won't. All I know is this. Right now, the biggest concern I have is the offense. And it's crazy that I'm saying that because they have Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber. Like, they should have enough offensively, but they've swung and missed in left field for years. They missed Rhys Hoskins. The center field thing is a joke. Dombrowski should be embarrassed that he runs that center field.
I got one more thing for you before we hit the phones. This Boehm thing, listen, Boehm last year, I was never a Boehm guy. Last year, he won me over. He had 97 RBI, and he was hitting doubles left and right. Yep. You can live with that Boehm as a 6'5 guy who doesn't hit for power. That is a good third baseman that I could really work with. This is it's devastating what he's giving you. Now he's an 8-hole, 7-hole hitter.
Yeah.
That is killer. He used to protect Bryce. Not that I loved it, but he was definitely efficient and effective. Now he's a joke too.
His lack of development. He and Marsh and Stotts' lack of development has crushed them. I mean, it's because that was supposed to be the second wave of the lineup as years went on, and those guys just never got better. I mean, I guess Boehm's the best of those three guys offensively, but that's not great.
No, and that's why whenever we talk, especially previous years, again, some of these prospects are ready now-ish, so we think. But the whole, you can't trade Miller, you can't trade this guy. Yes, you can. Boehm and Stott are the prime example of why you do. Not that I don't like Stott. I love his glove, but he needs to be way better at the plate.
Yeah.
So there's examples of what you're talking about, Miller and Crawford and this and that. That was Boehm and Stott, and now we're looking at them as not good enough. So I'm always willing to pay the price with prospects, but we'll see. If they're ready soon, then maybe we see them come up here and maybe we don't get disappointed this time around.
Well, I hope not. 215-592-9494. We're live today from River Rinns for the Ron Jaworski Celebrity Golf Outing. We'll have some guests coming up. We'll get to a tri-day, some Eagles as well. But we start here. What's the biggest concern with the Phillies right now? Is it the pitching overall? You know, which we weren't including the starting pitching, but now we have to. I mean, Nola has got a setback, and we don't know when Painter's coming up. And obviously, the Lizardo thing is you have to be at least a little bit like, huh? What just happened
Hugh's
there?
Fault.
If not, I blame Hugh Douglas. I agree with that. Or is it I'm on the offense. I mean, they have 4.5 hitters, maybe 4, depending on what you think, Alec Boehm. It's not enough. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown starts us off on a Friday. Good morning, Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes.
Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Happy Broads Day, man.
It is a Broads Day on the Midday Show.
Wow, I love that.
What is your email here at the company?
Oh, Broads Brody.
It's a Broads Brody Friday. Broads Brody Friday.
Broads, you and I, we're a little different. You're very animated. I tend to be very calm.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The audience knows that.
So
yeah. Anyway, Joe, you know what I noticed? I was going to ask Broads if he took the pledge, but he clearly took the pledge.
I didn't have to ask Broads. I know Broads well enough to know he takes the. He's a pledge guy. I mean, he keeps people accountable around here.
That's right.
He wouldn't duck it like Douglas.
Yes.
So yeah. Guys, Dave Dombrowski, you suck. All right. Well. New information, new opinion. You're back in the toilet again, my friend. Lizardo has been historically bad in his past two starts. All right, Kepler can't hit his way out of a paper bag. Marsh thinks like a Marsh. We have the worst outfield of any World Series contending team in Major League Baseball. Like, guys, what in the world is going on here? Our problem is this. I'm long talking. Let me roll.
Well, someone had, with Hugh out for a couple days, we needed our resident long talker, so we got
talking.
You. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Our problem is the inconsistency of this offense. It's the reason that every World Series run in the past few years has ended. It's the inconsistency of this offense. The pitching has fallen flat lately, but I watch a lot of baseball, guys. And when I'm watching the Yankees or I'm watching the Dodgers, I'm watching the other top contenders that we're supposed to be up there with because we're potentially going to beat these guys in a playoff run for World Series. I don't see them lay flat even when their starter comes out and gives up 8 runs in the first 2 innings. They'll still keep hitting. They'll put up runs and still fight. Our team, when we get cold offensively, it didn't matter last night if Lizardo came out there and gave up 1 run. Our offense is ice cold. We have this huge debate of should we put Schwarber at number 1? Should we put Harper? Should we put Turner? At this point, the only guy that would deservingly be at number 1 is Castellanos because he's the only guy on his team that seems to be somewhat consistently.
I mean, if that's the answer, I'm done.
Like, you know what? Because this is the problem, Joe. This offense is putrid. Dave, pick up the phone and bring in the guy that clearly can smash it with the stick. Bring it! M-I-C-H-K-O-B! Puck it up, baby!
Chris,
yes.
We appreciate it. I didn't know what he started to spell there.
Yeah. Me too. I thought he was going Mick Abel.
I thought he was
going to
go Hoskins.
Me too. I thought Hoskins. And then I was like, is he spelling Hoskins wrong?
It's not that base, where, Michkov,
where would Michkov slide in this Phillies lineup?
Well, I think he has to be batting over Trey Turner.
Oh, yeah.
I was hoping we could do a Trey Turner day between me and you. We would just have a field day.
We just screamed Trey Turner sucks for 4 hours.
Well, that's how we did. We did the mic checks today.
Yeah, we did.
Talking back to the studio, that's how we did. Instead of mic check 1, 2, 3, it was Trey Turner stinks, Trey Turner stinks. He should have made that play at shortstop yesterday.
Of course he should have.
No. Well, hold on a second. That was Kepler's ball. I mean, oh, please.
It hung up there long enough. It was like a punt in the NFL. Like, catch the ball.
He was waiting over his shoulder for a good 8 seconds trying to make that catch.
I mean, Kepler probably should have called him off.
Maybe.
But by the time it became Trey Turner's ball,
he's got to catch.
Got to make the play.
Are you a superstar or not?
Well, no is the answer.
Well, I found that out the hard way.
No.
Okay.
The answer's no.
Watching Trey Turner play defense is taking years off my life.
He's terrible.
Like, when I'm
Terrible.
When I'm an old man and I'm in my deathbed, I'm like, I've watched so many innings of Trey Turner playing shortstop. I want all that time back. I want it back. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop. We are live today from the Ron Jaworski Golf and the 41st, 41 of these, 41st Celebrity Golf Tournament benefiting JAWS Youth Playbook. They focus on the mission to improve the overall health and wellness of at-risk youth in the greater Philadelphia region. Great event. We're happy to be here. We're going to have some great guests. All right, coming up, your phone calls. We'll flush out the Lizardo thing more. What's going on? Like, how worried are we about Jesus Lizardo? It has been historic the last two starts from where he was to where he is now. Is he injured? Is he tipping? You're going to hear Lizardo talking about in the past when he thought he might have been tipping down in Miami. Is it the problem now? 215-592-9494. What's the bigger concern with the Phillies right now? The offense, which is just blah, or pitching, which we know the bullpen isn't good, and now the rotation looks a little bit more shaky. Broad's in for Hugh. Lot to get to, and we'll tell you about Tri-Day coming up next on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This is the best of the Phillies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games, always better with crab fries. Online at chickiesandpeets.com, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. Let's talk a little about our struggling baseball team.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Kev Jackie Baseball.
So, FCC is requiring us to all give our thoughts on what's going on with Jesus Lizardo.
Okay.
Have to.
Yeah.
So, I don't think he was tipping pitches.
I was hoping he was.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. But there is...
By the way, Ike, I was at the vet yesterday, taking Scotchy to the vet for the first three innings of the game. I'm sitting in the exam room, and I look at the score. It's whatever it was. You know, Lizardo.
6-0.
I just text Jack. I'm like, what the hell is going on with Lizardo?
Yeah.
And he's like, I think he's tipping pitches. I'm like, all right, cool.
Well,
this is bad news.
Well, it was like, man, because... And against the Brewers, you could excuse it away. Our sabermetrics guy, L.A., told us that the average exit velocity against Lizardo was like 80-some miles an hour.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like they were making a lot of hard contact. I mean, yesterday, he was getting smoked.
They're tattooing the
I mean, ball. He was getting absolutely killed. And I kept thinking, a guy with this stuff, right, for them to just be jumping all over him, it was like first pitches. Like first pitches, they were having no problems. Like they knew what was coming. I think that what he could be dealing with is dead arm or an injury. Like, I don't think it's tipping pitches. Dead arm could be playing in. He's already surpassed his innings, not his innings limit, the amount of innings he pitched last year. So maybe there's some fatigue setting in here. The fastball looks a little flat to me. So that's something that they have to work out. But the injury thing is more concerning from the standpoint of some history here. So Todd Zielecki had this stat that the last two Phillies pitchers that have allowed 8-plus earned in two straight starts was Nola in 2016, right before he had season-ending elbow surgery, and then Roy Halladay in 2013, right before he had season-ending shoulder surgery. So the last time this has happened to two Phillies pitchers, both ended their season within a couple of starts. Like, that's worst-case scenario with Jesus Lizardo.
Can I ask you something, though? So I'm looking at Jesus Lizardo's career stats. And let's take away 2019 when he only pitched six games. 59 innings, 95 innings, 100 innings, 178, 66, 72.
Yep.
So he's only had two seasons his entire career. It's been 100 innings or more. Have they been two? So here's a guy with injury issues.
Yes.
And we all see how careful they're being with Painter. Have they been
careful they've been with, I think, you know, Sanchez, you could say.
Sanchez as well.
Yep.
Have they been too aggressive with Lizardo this year from an innings pitch standpoint? A guy who has pitched 72 innings and 66 innings the last 2 years.
72 innings, by the way, in June.
I'm sorry, 72 innings this year. Yep. 66 innings last year. 178 the year before, but then 57, 95, 59.
Yeah, so, I mean, you could make the case, sure, but it's also at the same time, like, either you're a big boy pitcher or not. But he's a year and a half away from being paid. Like, if he wants that contract, he's going to have to take down innings. So, yeah, I mean, I guess, but it's kind of like the Saquon conversation we were having, where it's like, when you get in there, it's hard to pull these guys and when they're pitching well, because the bullpen also they're light in the bullpen, so sometimes you have to extend these starters.
Well, I hope it's a dead arm thing where you put him on the IL for 10 days, have him miss a start or two, and then he comes back. Yeah. But, like, we said the same thing with Ranger last year. We're hoping it was a dead arm thing.
Yeah.
You know?
And look how that worked out.
He never recovered.
Yep.
You know?
Now, the nice part is, or not, a nice part is maybe not the right term to use, but he, if they wanted to, and if they are worried about concern, I mean, his stuff out of the bullpen would be pretty electric. Like, if they have all these guys coming up and they have good depth and Nola comes back and looks like Nola, you know, Hugh brought it up.
I was going to say, guess who suggested Luzardo in the bullpen?
Now, he suggested it before the Brewers start when he's had a 2.1 ERA.
Right is right.
No, he's right, but he also jinxed him. He also 100% jinxed him, so you can take that to Bucky's. But Luzardo out of the bullpen, if he keeps pitching like this,
yeah,
and they need another lefty out there, he would be disgusting for the left side.
And every time we talk about the starters, it all is dependent on Nola coming back. Like, Nola's got to come back and look decent. Or all this stuff is putting guys in the bullpen. All this stuff is moot.
Sure. Right. Well, and Painter has to come up and be effective.
Yeah.
And Abel has to continue to pitch the way that he has pitched.
I don't think Abel's a factor once Nola's back.
Yeah, I would agree. And I think he could be a bullpen piece after the trade deadline if he's still here. And they don't need a starter. So the Luzardo thing is certainly concerning. Speaking of dicey.
By the way, with Luzardo, I'm just expecting
the worst.
Him to miss the next start. No, I'm just expecting let's sit him down for a start and let him
collect himself. They have been doing that this year. They have. Yeah. They've been doing it.
Noel's had the longest ankle sprain in the history of pitching.
Seriously.
Now it's a side issue, so now he's got the side thing. They're gonna find another one.
Yep.
Until that velocity's back at 93. Only five more years.
Yep. Exactly. Only five more years.
Only five more years. But, yeah. Man. Yeah. Luzardo, I'm sure, will.
Was that a six-year deal?
I think it was.
I thought it was a seven-year deal.
I thought it was 7-162. So last year.
Last year was the first year of it, right?
Yeah, so I think it'll be five after this year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gotcha. Yes.
Yep. Speaking of things that could get
longer than a beat steal.
Always bringing it back.
Yeah, well.
Hey, that makes me feel so much better.
Yeah.
Speaking of things that could get dicey, we got a bullpen game tonight.
Oh, after who's the first guy?
So Joe Ross.
Okay, I like Joe Ross.
Yeah, but he's going to give
you. The good thing is the Pirates can't score.
Well, you watch. Tonight is a 7-3 loss, and it's panic time tomorrow.
I am mentally – well, thank God we're off. It's going to be Rob Ellis and Mike Sielski melting down at 10 o'clock. Well, they're facing Bailey Falter, who, for those of you that like playing Phil's trivia at home, started game four of the 2022 NLCS for the Phils. Last six starts is a .76 ERA.
And remember OG said he was a hard thrower?
He did. And I said he throws 90, OG. It's again, another hard toss and lefty, Bailey Falter.
It's all relative.
I love how Ike remembers that.
Yeah.
All the things that have happened on the show. We interviewed Daryl Morey.
I can't remember.
Yep. Yes. You'll never forget OG Wade's Bailey Falter throwaway take.
I forgot that Ike forgot we interviewed Daryl Morey. Yep. Like, when are we getting him on the show?
So good. So Alan Rangel was brought up. I know you're excited about that. He's just like a depth arm from the Iron Pigs. They can give him a couple innings if things aren't going well. So they need – tonight's going to be dicey. We know that. It puts a lot of pressure on Suarez and Sanchez in the next two nights. And then whenever Wheeler gets back, I mean, using all these bullpen guys, heading into a Cubs week next week where the Cubs have arguably the best lineup in the National League, man, it is
– By the way, how many kids is Zach Wheeler – having right now?
This is number four.
No, I mean right this second, because like,
oh well, Cassidy didn't miss a game.
Yeah, I mean Wheeler, they put him on paternity 2 days ago, and he's not going to pitch all weekend.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully, he's back Monday against the Cubs.
Okay,
Monday against the Cubs. Well, I would
could use him.
No, I would rather have him Monday against the Cubs than wasting this weekend against the Pirates. I'll say that. Here
we go. Can I just say this?
Yeah.
Well,
this is Zach's fourth child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man. All you had to do was be there when the baby was born. Come on back to work. There's nothing else for you to do.
So we'll see. And then I guess last.
And that's a message for you when you get to your fourth one. There's no more paternity leave.
Let's just focus on three. Also, Lisa, did you hear that?
We're not your manager. There's nothing wrong with that. We can say whatever we want.
Yeah, but it's workplace harassment.
It is. It is.
But yeah, let's work on three before we get into four. Right?
Okay, thank you. Bad.
Let's not get that far. And then final thing, Bryce is still not right. I mean, he hit the home run in game one.
It wasn't a super powerful home run. Yeah.
No. And he talked after that game how it still hurts him and he's still swelling. So it was a good home run in game one, but not much after that. Was still working counts fine, but it was a lot of one-arm swings rather than, you know, looking to launch.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. A new one. Who's the better draft prospect, Travis Hunter or Ace Bailey? What do we think the response is on that?
I would say, what do you think they're going? Ace Bailey?
Oh,
they believe Travis Hunter is the better prospect.
Hopefully.
Yes. I would say Travis Hunter.
You want to give me a number?
Let's go 67%.
69.7%.
I was getting worried about my numbers today. I don't think I've been close all day.
You're close on that one.
Okay.
Yeah. 215-592-9494.
No, that was Travis Hunter, though?
Yeah, Travis Hunter. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, man.
What's up, Chris?
What up, Chris?
First off, can I give a shout-out to our boy Justin? Justin, good for you. Don't take any lip from that cast iron hipsman's bike. Good for you.
Shut up, Chris.
I thought we were talking about OG Wade's producer, Justin.
Yeah, no.
A lot of Justins running around here.
Too many Justins.
Morgenstein,
yeah,
Durazio, yep. Whatever little Justin's last name is.
Yep. Make me sit.
I keep doing it, Justin.
I will debate you and destroy you.
He will. He All did. Right. He already did.
Do you have like a whole Jolly soundboard back there?
Half my board is Jolly Drops, and I never get to use them outside of overnights. I'm having
Hell
a great
yeah.
time back here.
Yeah,
Hell
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet. Just make sure everybody, nobody's on speakerphone.
Na-na-na-na-na. Look at this. You did this. Not here for that.
What the hell?
Okay. Chris, start talking, or this isn't going to stop.
Right. Yes, please. Let me just get right to it. Let me run through my 1 through 11 here.
No. We're not doing this till next week.
Hold on.
Okay.
But what about what if he's cooking though?
Well, let me give you a heads up of a player that there's one player not on my board and one player on my board.
Okay.
I'll give you two that are on there. One category is two people, and that would be the exciting white. So
that's two people
on the board. That's two people. They're one category, though. They're exciting weights. Moro Ojomo is on the board.
Six sacks last year.
You're a moron.
And there'll be a number one quarterback that is not on the top 11. So, but we'll get to that next week.
Okay.
Guys, the Phillies here. What's going on with this? This is just... I blame Hugh for this. I'm glad you mentioned this. He's brought bad juju on this team, and we can't have this happen. I mean, the guy brings this on us, and he disappears and hides in a bathroom down at Bucky's for a couple hours. Like,
I gotta talk to him about that. I don't know what the hell is going on.
And
with
can
that.
He use his power for good? By the way, can he say like offense in baseball is a luxury, and then we have the number one offense?
We do need that
in baseball.
Ike, you better talk to your boy. I don't know if you saw the clip of the bathroom thing that he put out, but it's very disturbing.
Yeah, I did see that, yeah.
What did he do?
Well, he posted a video of him in the bathroom. He's in a stall talking about how this is a good – what did he say, Chris? This is a it's a good place to do whatever?
And then he mentioned that that particular door stall doesn't go all the way to the grounds, which means other people out there can hear him while he's videoing this. And then he's like, I'm about to do some damage in here. And I'm like, can you imagine being that to him?
Imagine Spike, the program director.
With Hugh?
Monitoring.
Hugh would break me. Hugh would break me. As a program director, I love you. I love
you. Of course,
he would. I mean, Rod has patience. Spike would not be able
to. Rod's not sure what he's tweeting.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So,
yeah.
Guys, I know you don't have much time here, but I did want to bring up one other thing.
Of course.
Great.
Football-related.
Yeah.
No, this is football-related.
Okay.
The clown coach down in Dallas, man, it is going to be a good year between he and Jerry and the dumb things that will come out of their mouth.
Did he say something?
Oh, yeah, he sounds like a total idiot. They asked him if he's going to win the Super Bowl, and you got to listen to it.
Yeah. All right. I'll listen to it. You got a famous breakup, Chris?
I do have a famous breakup. How about one Mr. Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston?
That is a big one. Pitt's had a couple of big breakups.
Yeah, that was a big one, though.
Yep.
That was a big one.
Yep.
Everybody liked Jennifer Aniston.
Yep.
Well, he left her to go to
Angelina Jolie.
Right?
Yep. It's big.
Yeah. Mr. Smith. And Mr. then and Mrs. Smith. Mr. That was Mrs. a terrible Smith. Movie.
Yep. Horrible movie.
And then he broke up with her.
Yeah.
And now she's suing him. Or she sued him.
She is?
Right,
she
yeah,
is?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
You know, do you ever get the feeling Chris is like, you've been to a comedy show before, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you get the local opener, who sometimes isn't very good.
Right.
And he says the punchline, and everyone just sort of sits there awkwardly as nobody laughs. Nobody wants to boo him. Because I feel like Chris, when he's on, is like the local opener at a comedy show.
Facts! Facts! Facts!
All right, okay. This has got to stop.
I disagree.
Yeah, I was going to say. All right, Justin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I love Chris.
Yeah.
More of a midday show guy.
Yeah. Just like, you don't need to do five different bits. Just come in. Give us your point. Give us something funny on the way out. I think I screwed him up.
Yeah.
I think I screwed him up by telling him he couldn't give us his whole top 11 list. So.
Sure.
215-592-9494. Jose, you're on WIP.
Hey. Hey, Ike.
Yo.
You ready for Thursday?
It's Thursday.
Thursday, September 4th.
Oh, the game, yeah. Oh, wow. I mean, yeah, give me at least a date.
You ready?
Yeah, banner Thursday night.
Ike.
I'm ready.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this, Ike. Saquon is your savior. I'm going to be honest. Saquon is your savior. Saquon got y'all to the Super Bowl, and y'all should let that man break that record. But Saquon is not going to have the same year like he had last year, and you know it. Because all the running backs that have good years, the second year they don't have the same year that they had. Right or wrong?
You're right. Spike told
us
that.
You know what I'm saying? And he's not getting over 1,200 yards. He's not. He's not getting 1,200 yards. And Hurts a good quarterback, but Hurts is not all that the way y'all think about Hurts. God, Hurts this and that. He's not. He's not because he throw the ball, but he don't throw the ball away like the boy from Cincinnati Bengals. Quarterback for Cincinnati Bengals, Joe Burrow. He's not like Joe Burrow that throw that ball.
Oh, what is Joe Burrow want?
Joe Burrow ain't won nothing, but he better than Hurts.
What? At what?
No, hey, Jack, hold on for a second.
At what?
Jack, hold on for a second, Jack. If you put Joe Burrow in that same team that Hurts in, y'all won Super Bowls back-to-back.
Oh, well, guess what? If Jalen Hurts was in the Bengals last year, they probably are in the Super Bowl.
No,
what do you mean?
No, Jack. You're dreaming, Jack. And you know what, Jack?
No.
We are going to get you this year, Jack. Watch and see, Jack. I'm just going to let you with that one.
What are you, a Cowboys fan? Yo, what are you, a rat?
You know I'm a Cowboys
fan. Smell a rat.
And y'all Eagles fans saying, oh, we going back to back to the Super Bowl. This year. Y'all not going back to back to no damn
Brian Schottenheimer stinks.
Y'all was drunk in there this year, and y'all watch and see Thursday. We going to kick that ass. Y'all have a good one.
Wow.
Go Dallas, baby. Go Dallas.
Oh, go Dallas.
There he is.
Go Dallas.
Yeah.
Little chesty.
What?
Cowboys.
You ready for Thursday, Ike?
Yeah, I'm like, what?
You ready for Thursday? What do you mean?
4 months from now?
Yeah, 90 days.
90 days.
Morgan signs on the watch.
Days. Everyday Eagles. 90 days.
Yep.
Yeah. Cowboys.
Yeah, come on. Smell a rat.
George Pickens. They're excited.
George Pickens, plot thickens.
They're excited.
Eagles in five? Is that what Corey does?
If you're a Cowboys fan, I could understand a little bit of excitement this year after the disaster that last year was.
Right.
You know, like, Dak will be there. Everybody's there. You know, they won't. You know what?
There.
I can't believe they won, what, 8 games last year, which is
seven.
A miracle.
Without Dak.
7?
Right?
I thought they won 8.
7 or 8.
Oh, okay. I thought they won 8. Whatever it was.
Okay. Yeah.
It felt like a bigger disaster than it was when you look at the record.
Dak missed 7 games. Maybe that's what it was.
There'll be at least a real team this year.
Maybe.
You know, a real football team. Yeah, last year they weren't a threat at all. This year they'll be a
7-10 last year.
7-10. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is the time of the year for Cowboys fans to get excited before they actually start playing and reality sets in. Yeah.
June. Yeah.
Get excited in June and July.
Yeah, of course.
Pump it up. Pump it up.
Oh, by the way, it was Chuck and Mount Airy that said Bailey Falter threw hard from the left side.
Oh, I thought that was OG.
No, it was Chuck.
It was Chuck? Yeah. Okay.
Well, I think that the Chuck line of the day was he's been watching AA and AAA baseball.
Yeah, he's been watching. He's been watching. I appreciate it.
Where is he watching this?
I was going to say, is he making the trip up there?
On the internet? The games are on the internet, right?
Oh, yeah, come on, man. You know I have an
This dude is looking at minor league baseball.
MILB.TV, you kidding me?
Yeah, I don't think Chuck is doing that.
No.
These games are not on TV here, right?
No. Now, unless he lives close enough to Allentown, those games are on TV, but he...
He lives in Mount Airy.
I know.
Yeah.
You don't think he's grinding the tape on old Crawford?
No, I don't think so. Do you think if they were to bring up, aside from Painter, okay, if they were to bring up one guy, who do you think it would be, and who would you want them to bring up?
I think Kemp's close.
Otto Kemp is close.
Yes. I think that's the Weston Wilson. If Wilson doesn't turn, now I know he's been great on the mound.
I was going to say, we need him in the bullpen.
He's got a zero ERA.
Yep.
I think they could be close to a Kemp call-up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe get a little spark over... What's his name? Over Crawford? Center fielder. Crawford. Over Crawford.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. The Crawford thing is tough. I mean, it's not as easy as he's hitting 340. It's how he's getting to the 340.
Well, yeah, well, you told me it's 60% ground ball.
63% ground ball rate.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, it's
now,
bad.
He's fast, right?
He's really fast.
So that could be
again,
how he gets on base.
He might be a unicorn. I don't know. But it's not like he's a...
Vince Coleman.
But he's not like Stephen Kwan from the standpoint of like... He strikes out a good amount, too. That's the concerning part. But again, and his center field defense is a smidge overrated. But at the same time, like you could use a spark. So bringing up a 21-year-old who's super fast and like people want to see up here,
yep,
not the worst idea in the world.
215-592-9494. Do you think the Phillies should invest in this team this year at the trade deadline? I say yes. Ike says yes. Jack says no. Next question today, give us a famous breakup based on nothing in current events at all. No thing happening in our world today has anything to do with a famous breakup. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Graduation parties always better at Chickies and Pete's. Book yours at chickiesandpete's.com. This is WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You've been listening to the best of the Phillies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.